Welcome to the Grow Your Practice podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Chad Madden, owner of Madden Physical Therapy and Breakthrough. Join me each week as we dive into the best practices, systems, principles, tips, and tricks to help you grow your private practice. Welcome to the Grow Your Practice podcast. I'm your host, Chad Madden. This week, I wanted to share with you a recording from a recent webinar that I hosted. To get access to the slides and videos of this recording, you can visit getbreakthrough.com/resources. Remember, this was a training hosted with a live audience, so there are real-time questions and answers that I think you will find valuable. Without further ado, let's get started. I hope you enjoy this episode. Great. So we are at the top of the hour here. We're going to get rolling. And what we're going to be covering in our time together here is little-known strategies to increase your cash-based revenue. Today, joining me here is Mark Callinan. Mark is a physical therapist, DPT, also director of clinical education with Innovus. My name is Chad Madden. I'm a private practice owner here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for the last 20 plus years or so, and also a co-founder here at Breakthrough. So we're going to start with a poll. Are you selling cash-based services today? So if you have core services and you're charging cash for that, or anything above and beyond that, there's quite a few options. So no, are you selling light force laser, shockwave, radial pressure wave, traction or spinal decompression, or something else? And you'll share that in the chat. We'll keep this up for another couple seconds here. But there is a poll up on your screen. Great. So the winner here so far is about 50% or so are light force. We have some doing about a quarter of you are doing spinal decompression or traction. We have some shockwave in there as well. One is radial pressure wave. All right. So we'll close it down in 3, 2, 1. Great. Yeah. Final result is 40% of you are light force laser, 25% shockwave, 10% radial pressure wave, 25% are offering traction or spinal decompression, and then 40% said other, only 20%. Awesome. Thank you for doing that. So a follow-up for you, and you can answer this if you like in the chat, there will not be a poll, but what's your revenue per visit today? So I know for us a few years ago, I think we were at 101, 102, and we've actually seen a decrease over the last 4 or 5 years, sliding back down into the 90s. So if you know it and you're willing to share, you can put that in the chat. So this is your average revenue per visit. So if you see, if you collect $5,000 a week and you're seeing 50 visits for that $5,000, that would be $100 per visit. So Katrina is 145, Scott is 50. That sounds like New York. Chris Bailey is 82, Chad 82, Michael 70, Catherine 70. Great, thank you for sharing that. And then the next question would be, what was it like 5 years ago? So if you're at 105 today, I see Angela put in 105, where were we at 5 years ago? For many of us, hasn't changed much, or there's actually a slight decrease. And we'll talk about why that's a problem here in a second. So Katrina went from 135 or 130 to 145. That's awesome.
Yeah. So my question to Katrina there, I just put it in the chat, is are you using cash modalities to get that number at 145, or is that through just traditional insurances?
Are you 100% cash or something different? Katrina. All right. While Katrina's doing that, some quick housekeeping. You know, you took time out of your day, invested in your practice and yourself. Mark and I want to make sure that you get the most out of this. So be present, eliminate distractions. I've silenced my phone, checked it beforehand. Something else that you can do is take notes, grab something to write with or write on right now. And then we'll make sure you don't miss out on an exclusive offer here at the end that we put together here with Innovus and Breakthrough. So you're in the right place if you want to help more people, you want to increase your revenue per visit, you want to increase your profitability and maybe even your practice value, you want to stand out from your competition, be differentiated in the marketplace, you want to attract patients willing to pay cash. And today we're going to cover why you should be thinking about adding cash-based services if you're in that 20% that doesn't have any cash-based services today, or if you're already doing okay, why you should be thinking about expanding what you're offering. We'll cover common barriers to generating revenue from cash services. This is true for countries all over the US. Three strategies for increasing revenue from cash-based services are basically three places that you can add and sell more cash-based services and also promote. And then we'll talk about a program that Breakthrough and Innovus that we put together specifically for private practices who are looking to grow their cash-based revenue. And we'll have time for Q&A here at the end. And when you stay on to the end, so this will give a link for a recording. This was a recording that we did internally. Again, I'm a private practice owner. We are going through the same issues that many of you are going through as well, and looking to increase our revenue per visit to mitigate all the declining reimbursements and everything else that's happening in the marketplace. And so this is a 15-minute training that I did for my own personal private practice group and our clinical directors. And we'll have that for you here at the end. And it's really how to promote your services, your cash-based services with your existing patient flow. So why should you be thinking about adding a cash-based service? Well, many segments of healthcare are seeing decreased reimbursements. This isn't new. So the chart on your screen is for the last 7 or 8 years. And you can see, you know, is that staying the same, increasing or decreasing? The obvious answer is it's decreasing. If we go from 2008 to 2024, there was a 14% decrease in the conversion factor. So what is the adjustment for inflation? Because inflation is a real issue, especially over the last 2 or 3 years. There's no, by law, there is no adjustment for inflation. So this gets really depressing if you go back 30 years. If you were on before we started here, Mark and I were reminiscing about how great it was in the 1990s. Well, in the earliest we can go back for the conversion factor is on CMS.gov is like 94. And if we look at the conversion factor on 94 and compare it to 2024, it is actually lower today than it was 30 years ago, before I even started PT school, and Mark was probably a freshman in PT school at the time.
That's because we used to submit with paper, you know, in pen, all this electronic stuff was like, what's this, right?
Yep. So all kidding aside, this is a real problem for us, right? And it's no longer smart for us to rely completely on insurance-based revenue or solely. I know a few different owners have said this in different ways, but last week, I know one owner, Bob Bocci, happened to say, in the future, we're all going to have to be hybrid, right? You can't rely solely on insurance-based revenue if you're going to survive. And yeah, we've been talking about this for the last 10 years here at Breakthrough. It's a very real issue. It's been expedited a little bit because of maybe the pandemic and some economic policies that we're not going to get into here. But nonetheless, here we are. We have downward pressure on revenue, upward pressure on cost, and it's creating a problem for us. We have less and less money left over at the end of the month, and it's almost impossible to expand unless we have a situation where we have some profitability. Cash-based services are a quick and easy answer. So we went through this exercise a few different ways, but this is called a pro forma. So if you were forecasting ahead and looking at financials, we can take this a step farther for you if you want. But like if we were looking at a practice that is a 2,000 square foot practice, two full-time clinicians, seeing $90 a visit, and they're running at 80% capacity. And I believe that capacity is on a clinician can see 50 visits in a week, and they're seeing 40. So on that, you can see the numbers there. Total revenue is roughly $31,000. Total cost, roughly $30,000. There's $1,000 left in profitability at the end of the month. If we do nothing more than add a cash-based service, and our assumptions are very conservative, I know plenty of practices that have done way more than this, but let's say that only 10% of patients coming through, so one out of every 10, or in this case, three a month, would buy a $400 cash-based package. So we would be adding $1,200 in revenue each month. Our revenue would jump up to $32,000, and costs would stay the same. and we would double our profitability. If we would do nothing more than maximize the clinician schedules and add the cash-based service, so this would be going up to from 80 visits a week to 100 visits a week, and add that one additional package, cash pay package per month, now we'd be up to 40K in revenue, 32K in costs, and the profitability would be nearly 8X of what it was originally. So very quickly, just by maximizing your schedules and offering cash-based service. So this isn't promoting to cold traffic marketing. This is doing nothing more than making it part of your current patient flow, right? We're going to be able to make a fairly significant change with our practice and have a safer profit margin or margin of safety, right? So what practice could weather another emergency, like where Medicare is holding our funds or something like that, right? The status quo, or somebody that's maximized and has cash-based service, obviously it's the one on the right. This session is brought to you by Breakthrough and also Innovus that we'll be talking about here in a second. Here's what you need to understand in terms of what we do at Breakthrough. I'm a practice owner. We work with other practices, literally private practice owners specifically in PT and chiropractic care. And what we do is we help them market their services direct to the consumer. The other big thing is we have a lot of data in terms of what's working in marketing right now and what's not. And really, it's our role, our job to bring best practices to you. So what's working in the marketplace right now? Also brought to you by Innovus. And Mark, if you want to share that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned cash services and people have heard about that at this point, you know, because it's been in the different trade magazines and you probably talk to your peers about it. And, you know, the next logical question is, well, you know, who should I dance with? You know, what's the product that makes the most sense? You know, there's some clinical background you need to understand on what these different things can do. And the one that seems to fit the best for your practice, you know, you're going to move forward with, obviously. So making that decision is an important one. Talking to people that are knowledgeable about how they work, that's sort of what my job is with Innovus. And you probably know us better as Chattanooga. That's our rehab division. So your trusty dusty hydroculators and, you know, tables that go up and down and different Chattanooga products, you probably have a handful in your clinic. That's this group. We're now branded as Innovus, which is a bigger parent company that has, you know, surgical divisions and things of that nature. So DJO bracing, you know, when you watch the basketball tournaments and the football games, you know, all those braces, we're the number one bracing company in the world. So that's us. So our company, you know, Innovus is a $2 billion market capital company. And the reason I bring that up is just to state, you know, we're here. You know, we're not going anywhere. We're trusty dusty. We have a very large team of customer service and a sales team and such that can help give you the support. And you might hear that and kind of go, oh, what's the big deal? Well, you can just imagine, I'll just paint one scenario. You get one of these devices and they drop off a box and say, hey, good luck, you know, and then you're left to figure it all out. And that's a pretty bad day if you're that consumer. And that's something we make sure never happens. The second piece of it is, what happens if something breaks, which happens occasionally? How long is it going to take to get you up and running? So imagine you're doing a great marketing campaign and you have, you know, 20% of your patients are getting, say, laser or shockwave treatment. And then all of a sudden your device goes down and people are showing up looking for that service that they've already paid cash for. And then you can't provide it. That's not a good day in the clinic. So we appreciate and understand all those potential headaches and operational things that are important to make sure that are delivered upon and supported. And we make sure that we do that. In addition to that, you know, I think we have best in class medical education that we can, you know, give you all the research and support you need to help with your clinician training. We're going to talk about that here in a second with Chad, about what some of the common barriers are when you try to implement one of these programs there is some, you know, prep work that needs to be done and there is some training that needs to be done. And to work with people that have, you know, been around this block many, many, many times on the marketing front, as well as on the coaching up your employees and training them so that they know how to talk and engage to their patients is a very important part of the secret sauce. But that being said, you know, for our Lightforce laser customers, we're providing approximately 1 million treatments a month around the globe. So we're by far the industry leader when it comes to therapeutic laser. So we pretty much, if you have questions and, you know, need answers about how this thing works or what it could help in different conditions and such, we're a great resource to have on your side for that, because it's ongoing. It's not just something that, you know, you get right out of the box and then we wish you luck. I'll put my email up on the end of this thing. And if you guys have questions, you can always reach out to me and I'll get back to you. So I just think the last piece to put here is that when you decide whoever, if you do make the decision you want to do a cash program, who you partner with, who you're going to use to get the device as well as to market the device, the support you're going to use to make that program successful are significant decisions you want to make. So make sure you do your homework before you jump in.
Thanks, Mark. So let's get into the common barriers, which we've alluded to now a few times. About a year ago, Mark and I started discussing, what are some of the biggest problems that we see? Because the worst case scenario for any of us is that we buy something, and it doesn't matter whether it's a piece of equipment or if we expand space or whatever it is, and that goes underutilized, right? Underutilization is an absolute killer for private practice. So in this case, where we're talking about adding a cash-based service, a piece of treatment technology, we want it to be utilized as much as possible so that we're not only helping more people, but also we're also getting a return. So number one is my patients won't buy it. And I'm going to talk through this fairly quickly. I, whatever economic area or the economic status, the economic health of your community is, I've worked with an owner who's gone lower on the totem pole. Not sure how to say that, but yeah, I know I mentioned Bob Bocci before. He happened to be on an implementation call with us last week, and he was talking about he's in a very distressed area, and within his town, he talked about like how depressed the housing is and everything else. And he was like, when we went in, and he talked about like his own self-limiting belief was that nobody would want to buy it. And I think they started selling laser packages for like $35 a visit or treatment, something like that. They've now ramped that up significantly. I think they, if I remember correctly, he nearly doubled his prices over the last 5 or 6 years, and they're in the same exact area. So realize that people are buying things. They're going to buy it from somebody else, or they're going to buy it from you. If you have the kicker for me always is like a casino. A casino needs millions of dollars a year in order to stay in business. And that's probably happening in your area if you're questioning it, right? So like people are giving hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars every single week or every single month. And but yet when they're asked, their health is going to be their own number one highest priority. Typically, my patients won't buy it is an internal belief that we have. We're diagnosing the wallet. And we're just, yeah, we're missing the boat there. We're trying to answer for our patients without even really thinking about it and thinking what we have to do.
And
Anything that you want to add there?
yeah, and I would add to that, Chad, too, is that for you guys that are wondering about this piece for your patients, just the question that we normally ask clinicians, right out of the gate is why are people sitting in your waiting room? And the answer to that question should be to help them get out of pain. That's probably one of the primary functions your clinic provides. And the devices that we'll be talking about today, whether it's laser or shockwave, they're all designed to help change pain very quickly. So normally within that first visit, and there's a ton of patient value with that. So whether you realize it or not, and if you think about those patient success stories you've had with a great manual treatment or say dry needling or something where you change their pain significantly on that visit, the chances of them coming back for the next visit or being compliant with their plan of care goes up significantly when you can deliver like that. So for that number one issue there, just don't undervalue the importance of delivering on pain relief and quick pain relief that you guys can provide, because that is a real avenue and channel to this cash type patient.
Yeah, the other thing that I want to say here is the best practices that I've seen that have added the most, they are not trying to convince people to do something they don't actually believe in or that they don't want to do. Right? So your belief goes into this, and we'll talk about this later, but and we can help with that. The other thing is, yeah, sales. If you're thinking about sales as trying to convince somebody to do something that they don't want to do, this is not that. This is how you can, well, think about this. If you have number two, good marketing, your sales effort goes down significantly. And we want that to be almost zero for you as a clinician, where you're not having to think about exactly what to say or something like that. Right? This is very basic. You can have it in your patient flow and be fine. So more marketing is less sales effort in terms of less convincing needed. So that's number two, is a lot of practices. And we'll talk about three ways that you can market your cash-based services, but inconsistent marketing or no marketing is another big barrier. Anything on that, Mark, that you see?
No, I think that's the big thing is that, you know, when it comes to being consistent in the process is that we help what part of what Chad's created and what we can help coach on is basically implementing it from an operational standpoint on how to introduce this technology to pretty much every patient that's there and then helping just explain how it can help them and then let them make that decision. So, you know, usually the first objection that we hear of people that are thinking about this is, oh, there's no way that my staff is going to sell anything. And we understand that. And, you know, sales is like four-letter word in the rehab space. So, you know, it's really about recommending. You know, you're basically saying, hi, I'm trying to put a plan of care together for my patient that is going to be the strongest and most successful possible. And that may or may not include one of these devices, you know, as part of that. So part of how we instruct the clinic and the staff is not about how to sell. That word never comes out of our mouth. You know, it's more about, hey, here's how you introduce this and how to explain it and utilize it as possibly a demonstration or to show that patient how it can benefit them. And then, you know, it's a very therapeutic alliance at that point, you know, how you're going to jointly make a decision whether it's a good fit or not.
Well said, Mark. Final one here is staff implementation. I know we'll talk about how to remedy this, but I know the first time that so by heart, true confession, I'm a manual therapist. We have a ton of COMTs and everything else. And when I first met Mark and his team, I believe it was in San Diego 2017, ish, I was treated with a laser. And afterwards I was like, wow, like I feel a lot better. That had way more of an effect than what I thought it would in such a short treatment time, like 5 minutes. I was so excited, came back, tried to tell everybody about my experience and nothing happened. You've done this if you're an owner at any point, right? You're super excited, trying to get your spouse or your team or your business partner rallied around an idea and it just fell flat. So staff implementation is something that we want to talk about here as well and help you go into this with the right mindset so that your team is going to embrace the treatment technology and you're going to have a successful rollout. So when we're talking about increasing cash-based revenue, there are three ways. I haven't heard another one yet, although I'm looking for it actively, but there's really three things you can do. Number one is you can incorporate the treatment technology into your practice. And what does that mean? That means for patients that you're actively seeing today who would benefit from the treatment technology, you're putting it right into the patient flow. And yeah, the training that we have here that I'm going to share at the end is specifically on this. So it's exactly what to say. And what we do is something that we learned from another owner and that we heard this, and then we're bringing you the best practice of that as well. But again, that'll be in the video, but there's some things here that you want to keep top of mind. Don't assume that because you've purchased the equipment that automatically your patients are going to use it. You have to breathe some life into it, right? You have to go through, and the easiest way to do that is to just for you yourself to be treated or your team to be treated as well. And that's an easy way to gain your team's buy-in as well. I remember when I was really excited, we got our first light force laser unit and nothing happened in the first week. So during our weekly staff meeting, I said, hey, does anybody have pain? We had a receptionist. She happened to be in a plan of care, physical therapy plan of care at the time. And I said, what do you have going on in front of everybody? She had heel pain. What are you doing when your heel pain bothers you the most? Standing. Okay, stand up. How bad your heel pain? 7 out of 10. We did a 5-minute treatment. Immediately, she had immediate relief, 2 out of 10 after the treatment. Took 5 minutes. And that just kind of raised everybody's eyebrows like, wow, there is something here. She's already receiving therapy. And this is a pretty big deal for us. So we got instant team buy-in and also in this case, buy-in at the front desk as well.
And I think from a business and owner standpoint, for those folks that are on the call that own their own practice, I mean, you're looking at, you know, channels to try to create increased revenue. There is no lower hanging fruit than your existing list. The people that are in your clinic that are bought in, that are saying, yes, I want to be here. I trust you. I think I'm getting good service here. That's why I keep coming back. The conversations with that population are the best and the easiest ones to take place. And Chad's going to touch on, you know, a couple of the other pools, but like, just understand those people that are in front of you today, they are your best market.
Yeah. Well said, Mark. That person knows, likes, and trusts you. And it's the easiest to incorporate the treatment technology with them. The other thing that I want to say from a lot of experiences, Innovus and the team at Innovus does the best job in terms of certifying all of our clinicians, walking through with education and making sure that every one of our team members who's dealing with the treatment technology, that they understand what it is in layperson terminology, they can communicate it to the patient, and they understand how to use it as well. So we've gone through several Innovus trainings, and every time that we've done that, we get amazing team feedback about how great it was and how it helped them. The second thing that we can do is we can market to past patients. So these are patients we saw in the past. They've graduated their plan of care. Now we haven't seen them in a while. Your patient list is the lowest cost, easiest tool to boost your visits and also increase revenue, right? When we use it the right way. So it's the number one most valuable asset in our business when we use it. And what we can do right now, and this is where the work that we've done here at Breakthrough, is we have dozens of email and text campaigns that are tested to generate plans of care. And this also pairs well when you're promoting a treatment device and a cash-based service, such as light force laser, shockwave, decompression as well, and the other Innovus devices.
And Chad, I mean, I know Breakthrough has a lot of different campaigns that are designed to bring people back in the clinic, but I believe your most successful campaign you run is on the laser. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. And I'll give one example. So we were just in Detroit last week with Plymouth PT. I know they have a director there, Ari, and Ari shared that they ran a light force open house, a laser open house, which we'll talk about here. And the thing that he was most excited about was not just the reactivations or the amount of sales that they had within the cash-based service, but it was also the reactivations that they got with that. So now, you know, Mary Smith, who they haven't seen in 2 years since her total knee replacement, she's coming back in, she's coming to the laser open house, she's buying a package of the laser open house, and she's signing up for another plan of care as well. So she's becoming reactivated. Yeah, nice 1-2 combo there. So like Mark said, these are the most successful campaigns we're running right now. What kind of campaigns are working? There's essentially two offers. We always drive to a landing page with a direct offer, but there's a free laser consultation that's working really well. And then also an open house event, like I just alluded to, that Plymouth happened to run. But we have a ton of email campaigns built out specifically for the Innovus treatment devices. And these two mechanisms or these two tactic strategies are the most successful right now. The third thing that we can do is cold traffic marketing. This is the heaviest lift. So Mark said it before, you know, your existing patients that are coming through, that's the low hanging fruit. A little bit higher than that, but not much more, is your past patient list that aren't patients that aren't actively coming in right now. And the hardest one is cold traffic marketing. This is very possible to do. We've seen it now work in dozens of clinics in terms of going to directly to the consumer outside of the patient list. So the right way to think about doing this is you can raise awareness in your community through patient education. The other thing that it does is you instantly position yourself against other treatment options. Have you heard about our new program called Profitability Under Pressure? Hey, this is Chad with Breakthrough, and I want to personally invite you to join our new course as a listener of the Grow Your Practice podcast. I'm assuming that you're a practice owner and you are under pressure because of inflation, because of declining reimbursements or decreased willingness to pay. If you're a cash-based practice, this program is perfect for you. So in the program, we're going to take a look at your unique practice and show you 11 ways where you can improve your profit margins. We've had over 60 owners complete the course so far. So no matter if your practice is large or small, if you're looking to improve profitability, this program can help you have a greater margin of safety for your practice. Go to getbreakthrough.com/apply. That's getbreakthrough.com/apply. Now back to our show. Quick story. I go to the gym 3 days a week, 6 a.m. I'm in a jiu-jitsu, judo, MMA gym. So I do the 6 a.m. class. Almost at the end of every class, people will ask me, hey, my shoulder's bothering me. Can you take a look at this? By the way, don't you have a laser? Like, so they'll bring that up literally in the gym. And what that helps us do is it differentiates us from other treatment options they have. So it could be other physical therapists, could be other other conservative care providers in our area, or it could be, you know, the surgeon or going to see their doctor or some other treatment option. So instantly, just by them seeing us out that we're, you know, that we've had organic social posts or advertising around the laser and that it's available, they know it and they'll ask specifically about that. So it's a nice differentiator in the marketplace. The other thing to think about is with cold traffic marketing, you have two big buckets of options. Number one is you have online marketing. That is Meta. So Facebook, Instagram, that's Alphabet, which is Google and YouTube. And you have TikTok. At least today you have TikTok. Don't know how long it's going to be there. Offline, we have lots of options there. So that's legacy media. We could do direct mail, print ads, billboards, TV, radio, et cetera. So when you're putting together your marketing strategy and you're attempting to get the most utilization out of this, I would build them out in that order. So existing patient flow, which I'm going to give you the training on here at the end. The second one is marketing to your past patient list with campaigns and email and text. And then the other one is cold traffic marketing. We build them up in that order when we're rolling this out at our clinics. Anything on that, Mark?
Yeah, I just think the hope for those that haven't, you know, figured this out is that you gain a lot more control over your business if you're controlling the patients that are walking in your door. So that's the thing that usually makes people lose sleep at night. Oh my gosh, what happens if my best referral source, you know, moves away tomorrow or passes away, and all of a sudden now I don't have 20% of my business walking in the door? Having these cold outreach programs that can go to the public, you need to not only be able to do it and have an efficient mechanism, because you could spend a lot of money and time fumbling around if you try to do it on your own. If you've ever tried to buy Google ads or Facebook ads, you know, that's where the breakthrough product's great, because it makes it pretty much a couple clicks and you can schedule these campaigns to go out that are going to draw people in the door. But you also have to have the ability to have something that makes them want to come in the door. So that's what, you know, Chad's story about, you know, saying, hey, I heard that you have this laser. You know, we spend a lot of money, you know, as a company, putting the word out on the street on what we are, who we are, what we do, and how laser and shockwave benefits people. You get to basically come along for that ride, you know, in something like this, because you're going to be able to put out a campaign to say, hey, we have that stuff. And then, you know, you're getting the free ride of all the marketing dollars that we're spending to get the word out too. So it becomes kind of synergistic. And then the nice thing is that all the branding and all the things that go along with, you know, our products, we have a very integrated product with Breakthrough to make it all very seamless. So it in the last 3 or 4 years, it's gone from, you know, something that's worked well to now it's very, very specific and it's been working great, you know.
Grooved in. Yep. So let's talk about this in the thinking about two different owners. And, you know, both owners say, I want to increase my revenue per visit. I want to be realizing more cash for every person coming through. I don't like the trends. I see what's happening in the marketplace. Maybe even willingness to pay is being affected right now. I want to stay ahead of the trend. I want to add this. So practice A, they add a cash-based service, or they add cash-based services. They implement the best practice. These are the best owners to work with, because they're swimming upstream, they're asking questions, and then they're implementing right away. They're having the wins, and they do it for all three channels that we just went over. So they're doing it with their existing patient flow. They're clicking a button and sending campaigns to their past patient list. And then they also eventually add in cold traffic marketing. Their equipment's being fully utilized. They're realizing a lot of cash, right? Practice B does not implement, right? So maybe they get caught up and they never make the investment in themselves for the new treatment technology, or maybe they get it and they don't really put the effort into implementing the best practices, or they try, you know, they send out a single campaign and don't follow up and nothing ever really happens there. And then this isn't for me, right? So just that's our bell curve, the ends of the bell curve there. So what did they do differently? And probably a better question is, like, if we were at a industry event, right, an association event, and we were going to grab a beer or a coffee or whatever, what do you think those two owners sound like? They're dramatically different. right? So like Owner A, I think of Tony Sear, who I just had on the podcast, and he was talking about he and his wife, Melissa, you know, I think 2 years ago, they had 300K in cash-based services that they added to their practice. So in 1 year, they had $300,000. That's $25,000 a month in cash-based services that they realized for the practice. They're in Florida. Declining reimbursements was a real issue for them, right? So they did that. Last year, they beat that number. And then when I talked with Tony and Melissa a few weeks ago, they were on track to beat that number again this year. So they keep it, just, they have exponential growth and it's amazing. They're excited about the future, right? Yes, bad things are happening. It's not easy to hire. There is inflation. They're getting requests for raises. All these other problems are happening, but they were excited about what they're doing in the community. Practice B, what do you think that sounds like? It's like, that didn't work for me. You know, I'm too busy. I don't have time, right? It's all the excuses, blaming on whatever, fill in the blank with, you know, some external force of why we're not succeeding. Very, very different, right? The same, they're both practice owners, but one is taking the bull by the horns and one is really just playing victim well.
Well, and, I would say, given that you brought up Tony in Florida, you know, I think a boating analogy would be apt here. You know, I'd say practice A is the guy in the motorboat, you know, and I would say practice B is in that small sailboat looking for the wind to come, you know, that's going to take him where he needs to go. So, I mean, by adding cash-based, you can really help start to drive where you want to go and have a lot more say over it, as opposed to just waiting to see how the winds change.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so practice A versus practice B, who creates a plan for incorporating the treatment technology versus who doesn't have a plan? Who gets technical and marketing training for their staff, for their team, versus getting or asking for no support or giving no support to their team? Who enables their staff to sell versus who doesn't want their staff presenting or asking for money? Who hosts an open house in the first month? Who does no marketing at all? Who consistently markets to their past patients versus no plan to communicate with their past patient list, right? Pretty clear, A versus B. I get to see this a lot. I know Mark does as well. And the difference is pretty fairly profound. You get to make that choice about where you are at in your practice. So excited to talk about this more. This is something you don't want to miss out on, but a novice breakthrough through the course of, I'm going to guess it was 12 to 18 months of Mark and the team working with Carl and the team here at Breakthrough, created this partnership. And the idea is that you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the best treatment technology, education for your staff and support, and you're also getting best practices and the marketing support that you need to roll this out. So we have a program that does this. In the end, you're going to be able to increase your profitability for your practice, generate more cash revenue, which realize those dollars are not equal to insurance dollars. I'm an insurance-based practice. If I would rather generate a dollar of cash today or a dollar of insurance future cash that I might get in 30 to 60 days, and I have to pay a lot of money to collect, I'd rather take the dollar in cash. Very, very simple. It's different. And that type of dollar helps us grow our practice more readily than the insurance-based dollar. It'll help you easily attract patients who are willing to pay cash. It'll help differentiate your practice, which we talked about previously, stay top of mind with past patients, confidently market and position your cash services. And also in the end, you'll be able to help more people. You'll have better outcomes.
And I think the other thing too to mention is that there's a couple pieces of secret sauce that go into this too, is that we train and show you how to collect the dollars up front for a package. So you're going to prescribe, be very prescriptive about, hey, I think you need 6 visits of this or 3 visits of this, whatever is the clinical basis for that recommendation. They're going to slide a credit card and say, hand you $300 or $200, whatever the number is that you've come up with for your package value. And by doing so, you now have a commitment from that patient that they are going to come and make sure that they complete that plan of care. So it's a really very, very important way to make sure that somebody is literally and figuratively bought into their plan of care. And by doing so, what it will do to cancellation rates and some of the basic metrics that you probably follow that know impact your bottom line, they will improve significantly as you start to integrate this into your practice.
Yeah, so we have with Anovis, working with Anovis, we have done for you marketing campaigns for the Shockwave device, the traction, decompression, light force laser for all the Anovis devices. We have monthly reactivation campaigns for your patient list. So you're constantly getting reactivations every single month of people who need your help, who already know, like, and trust you. We have pre-built templates for evergreen advertising campaigns. This is primarily on online advertising with social marketing and sales training for your team. And then the key thing here is ROI insights and reporting on the back end. So you can see, okay, we ran this campaign. We got $5,000 in cash-based services out of this, or we have 7 reactivations, whatever it might be. I mentioned Tony before. Here's some of his exact numbers. It's fresh data because he was just on the podcast a week or two ago. But yeah, at this time, he had done 220K in light force laser revenue. And I believe they also do shockwave, and his total was over 300K back in 2022. Just to put that in perspective, that was on a $3 million run rate. So 10% of their revenue was generated with cash-based PT at Kinetics PT in Florida. Another one, Tom. Was just on with Tom Lloyd from Bryn Mawr Rehab right here in Pennsylvania a week or two ago. And Tom was talking about how they're growing, how they've implemented the light force laser. They're adding cash-based services, and they do an awesome job with reactivation, also making this part of their patient flow as well. So pre-built campaigns for laser and shockwave. We have exclusive reactivation campaigns for those of you that have an Anovis device. And also cold market campaigns. You can see all the different offerings that we have there. The two things that are working the most, again, are a free consult and then an open house as well. And then you get meta advertising templates for Facebook and Instagram. You're going to get trained on how to increase profitability with cash-based services with this program, how to market your cash-based services, how to package and position and sell, how to operationalize into your practice, make it part of your flow. And then, Mark, if you want to go through the cash ROI here, that'd be great. About how you think about that. Yeah.
So Chad sort of had that pro forma, you know, before. This is a little bit more specific to what you could expect from, you know, a laser program or a shockwave program. And so the way to look at this is broken into 3 size practices. So you can think about what's more appropriate for you, you know, 2 treaters versus 4 versus 8. If you want to think about it in terms of total visits per month, you can do that looking at that second column. Or you can base it on number of evals you get. So just, you can sort of frame where you would fit in that. And then in the blue columns, you're looking at adoption rates for the modality. So very, very conservatively, if you got 1 out of 10 patients to say, yeah, I'll do a package of laser. And the average price, you know, nationally is about $50 a treatment for laser. And, you know, the average package is usually about 6 visits for most, you know, acute, subacute type issues that you're going to see. So we built that into this model. So $300 would be the average that this was built off of. And 10% is based off of the new evals that are saying, yeah, I want to do it. So it wouldn't count the existing, you know, patients you have. You could obviously introduce it to all those folks on day one as well. But if you got 3 new patients to say, yeah, I would do it, it just shows you, hey, you could generate $900 a month. Or, you know, on an annual basis, almost 11 grand. So not super inspiring, but you can see how, you know, if you bring it at a small practice with just 2 treaters, if you get 1/3 of your new patients to adopt the package, you know, now you're talking about annualizing about $32,000 a year. So in today's dollars, that might be half of the cost of you paying for that FTE that's helping you, you know? So, I mean, that could be significant, but the numbers start to get more significant when you take a look at like Tony's practice, which is probably in this large 8-person practice. You know, and you start humming along with getting, you know, roughly half your patients involved, you start generating, you know, these kind of numbers of 6 figures, $216,000 a year. So Tony was able to do that. Granted, you know, full disclosure, he has multiple lasers. You know, you're not able to do that with just one device because you have, you know, some bandwidth issues and what have you. But, you know, if you have a large practice, that's the kind of fruit that could be on the tree. And that's the kind of thing that we can help you navigate so that you can, you know, realize that kind of revenue.
Thanks, Mark. So the program that we put together, it's for practice owners, private practice owners who want to increase profitability and revenue per visit. You're selling a cash-based service, or you're looking to add cash-based services, and you have a growth mindset, you're going to be engaged. So who this is not for, if you're a Hops or Pops practice, this is the breakthrough side. This is not the ANOVA side. But yeah, we work exclusively with private practices, can't commit to change, and you're not willing to invest in yourself or your practice. Yeah. So yeah, blueprint for patient demand success. This is really the marketing system that we have that helps promote your services, increase the demand for your services. You're going to get increase your per patient revenue, going to help boost your utilization of cash-based services and treatment technologies, reactivate past patients from both text and email, reach your ideal number of patients, be able to fill up space and your schedules as well, educate your community and help people reach their health goals, make a bigger impact in your area, and really save time and headaches for you and your team because you don't have to rebuild a system. If you're interested in learning more about how you can increase profitability with cash-based services, there is a poll that's coming up on your screen right now. And your options are you interested in learning more about how you can increase profitability with cash-based services? First answer is yes, I'd like to learn more about breakthrough marketing solutions to increase revenue from cash-based services. I'd like to learn more about ANOVA's devices such as Lightforce Laser and Focus Shockwave. And no, I'm not looking to increase my revenue per visit or profitability. All right. Well, and by the way, if you have a question, once you answer the poll, and thank you for those of that, it looks like we have 17 people through already. That's great. But if you have a question for Marker I, you can, or I guess it would be Marker Me, you can go over to the Q&A within your Zoom control tab and just ask your question in there. And then we have Sarah on here to help moderate. And we'll close this down and the poll down in 3, 2, 1. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for responding there. Great. And then, yeah, what we'll do is we'll connect you with somebody from the team based on your survey response there, the poll response. Here's the key thing here. I know many more than 5 people responded. The program is we do it by application, so we'll talk more about that. And this is the Breakthrough ANOVA's program together. If you want to learn more about that or to learn more about that, go to getbreakthrough.com/ANOVA's. Here is the deal. I'm a practice owner. I know what it's like to put, you know, yourself on the line and invest in your practice. I know, looking back over 20 years, the biggest growth we had is any time that I invested in myself in the practice. Although I know we're all clinicians as well, we tend to err on the side of caution. So here's just a personal guarantee that I'll give you. If, you know, when you're in the program in 90 days, if you haven't figured out how to add cash-based services to your practice, implement them and market them by yourself for the three channels we'll talk about, I'll personally work with you until you're getting revenue from your cash-based services. So to do that, you're going to go to getbreakthrough.com/ANOVA's. I'm going to show you what that looks like here. It'll be this page, and you're going to go through, you're going to fill out your name, your phone number, basic information, which product are you most interested in learning about. You're going to check the box and you'll click schedule now. That will take you to a page where you're just going to select an appointment, and then you'll talk with a member of our team about what's going on in your practice, what you want to do, what your goals are, and then what options are going to help you achieve that. So again, I just lost the URL. getbreakthrough.com/ANOVA's. It'll take you to this page and then you can complete that. And that link is also in the chat. The other thing, the bonus that I talked about, we're going to be sharing that right now, how to implement cash-based services. This was a training that I did for my own personal team. And this is really going to help you how to position your cash-based services with patients that are already coming through your door. It is the lowest hanging fruit. It will look something like this. There we go. And this is literally a 15-minute training that I did for my own clinical directors and our own staff. This was an internal training that we had back in February for our 53 clinicians, I think is what we had. And we were talking about how to position laser or other cash-based services as the patient is coming through. And it gives you the exact four-line script of how to talk about this with the patient. But if you're looking to increase this is exactly what Tony did, exactly what Tom did, exactly what Bob Bocci did, exactly what we're doing in our practice as well.
And what I would throw out too on that first link that Chad mentioned, if you guys have a laser, if you're already on board, I noticed that from the pre-registrants, you know, a good chunk of you folks have lasers, but not the shockwave, and you're wondering how they would fit together. I can tell you they both are great cash options, but requires a little bit of explanation on how they fit together and how they, you know, wouldn't necessarily cannibalize each other, but they would actually be beneficial. Click on that link and put on there, hey, I'm a LightForce owner, but I'm interested to hear more about how I could integrate, you know, another service and how to make it work. And then we can help, you know, dot that I for you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark, we have a great question in here from Izzy, which is, we already have a LightForce laser. How is this different from the marketing package we got with it?
Yeah, so I mean, when we created those assets, they're designed for you to basically do your own work on your own website, you know, put out your own marketing, your own emails, you know, so you would have some, you know, digital assets as well as some things to hand out to patients in your clinic. So you still get all those things if you're our customer, obviously. But the thing that, you know, we've been talking about the last 45 minutes and, you know, we didn't get into, you know, great detail about it, but it's essentially like getting on a rocket ship on marketing. So they're going to basically take, you won't even have to use any of those materials if you choose not to, because it's already integrated into the breakthrough package. So you would basically have the ability to have them generate all the emails that go out to your past patients or to current patients, or if you decide to go down a channel or you want to outreach to, you know, new patients, they already have all of our graphics lined in with these new channels that we've developed with Breakthrough. So it makes it essentially a one-stop shop for your ability to outreach to whatever patient population you're targeting, whether it's current patients or past or new market. So it just makes it all very, very easy. And it's just essentially, it's a huge add-on to what you've received when you purchased your LightForce device.
Mark, can I do this? Oh, I got it. I'm going to reshare here. So what Mark was referring to is we have the system already built out where I can go in, I can schedule a campaign. Like if I wanted to go through, there's quite a bit in here, but I can go through, select a laser campaign, a Novus LightForce laser for arthritis, click on that, schedule it out, hit add, and then that will automatically go out. And I mean, what did that, I'm not technically savvy. I'm only a clinician, but in 10, 15 seconds, well, literally in 10 minutes, we can do our whole annual calendar of sending out an email and text campaign every 2 weeks. But then it's taken care of. So that's, I think, something that is new and different from what you were talking about before.
Yeah, and to Lizette's question about the trial, you know, we don't generally, you know, drop off capital equipment and leave it there for you to, you know, mess around with it. But we can definitely schedule a half a day, you know, where we can get one of our sales team members to come out and join you and treat a handful of your patients side by side with your clinicians and, you know, get a sense of how it works, how it integrates, get feedback from your patients as well as from your staff on what they're seeing, so you can get a real feel for the impact you can have. And there's no charge to that. So if you're interested in that, again, just click on that link that Chad pointed out and say, hey, I'd be interested in having a salesperson come out and, you know, spend half a day with me to do that. Be happy to do so. And you could pick which modality you're interested in. If it's laser or shockwave, just let us know.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah. So alternative finance companies, I'm going to guess just from reading this question ahead of time, average cost per treatment, we currently do $70 a visit, $40 trial one time. Once sold, we do 8 or 16 sessions based on tissue density, acute versus chronic, et cetera. We do free consults, all great. But when it comes to money, I think they're talking about patient financing. So are there patient financing options that you're aware of, Mark?
Oh, there's been clinics that do that. They essentially self-finance patients, take on the risk themselves. So if, say, the package was going to cost $400 and they said, I don't have $400 today, you could say, hey, well, what can you afford today? And we can spread it out over, you know, a month or two, so to make it, you know, more palatable for you. Yeah. You know, my wife's a practice owner for pediatrics, and occasionally there's a patient that comes in that says, hey, I need help for my child, but I just can't afford it. she self-insures and says, okay, yeah, well, I'll spread out your payments over a period of a couple months to make that happen. I mean, it works out well, but yeah, that's certainly an option you could do.
Yeah, what is the breakthrough discount with Enovis customers? I don't know how to answer that, Mark. I know that Enovis customers get access to more campaigns.
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is just click for some more information, and we can get you in touch with our sales and marketing teams that can really get those, specific questions answered for you. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, and every practice is different too. You know, if you're a single site practice versus, well, we're just at Plymouth, 25 locations or somewhere in the middle. Every answer is going to be different for each customer. Another question in here. We're good. Awesome. Well, Mark, what other than is there anywhere else that people can learn the most about you? I know we have that getbreakthrough.com/Enovis. Is that the best place for them to learn more about Enovis devices?
Yeah, we're in the process of tidying up our website and joining all these different companies together and making it one whole site. But in the interim, if you go to lightforcemedical.com and you look under resources tab, there's a lot of different, assets we have there as far as research, abstracts that have been put together, as well as treatment videos, things of that nature. You can get a sense of what we do on our training front there under the treatment videos. So you can really see that it's very all-encompassing as far as making sure that you're covered on the technical and the research side of things. But yeah, soon to be some sort of a Novus website, but we're just not quite there yet.
Got it. Those links are in, so getbreakthrough.com/Enovis link that is in the chat for you. And then also the bonus training that we promised everybody, that's in there as well. That's offer.getbreakthrough.com/Enovis bonus training. Make sure you click on that link and you get that as well. Awesome. All right. I don't see any other questions. Again, those links are getbreakthrough.com/Enovis. Make sure you check that out. And then you also click on the link for the bonus training as well. And we also have in the lightforcemedical.com that you can go to learn more. I know we use that site specifically for research for the different treatment technologies for our clinicians. If something's in question, we use that link quite a bit.
So I would just leave people that, if you're sitting there going, okay, now what? It can feel a little daunting, but I'd say your next best step is just get some more information, some more dialogue going. Reach out, click, put that information in that link, let our different team members interface with you, answer your questions, tell you what you're going to think about over the next, half a day or day to help you sort of decide what the next path is for you. But just take a lot of comfort knowing that we've been through this process many, many times. I know we've said that a couple times today, but I mean, being with an experienced group, an experienced company that can support you and walk you through that initiating process can really, really take a lot of the bumps out of the road for you as far as getting this to be something that's going to generate a positive for your practice. Not just with cash, but for better outcomes with your patients. And that's at the end of the day what it's really about.
One final question here, Mark, and then we'll wrap it up. But Venice asked, any training of Lightforce to new staff? I know we talked about it before, but can you talk about what that looks like when you come in, your team comes in and trains clinicians how to use it?
Yeah, so if they can tolerate looking at my face in these little boxes, we've created this asynchronous tool that basically, when you purchase our equipment, you will get signed up to on a platform called LearnUpon, and essentially all of your clinicians will register to this. They'll get assigned this video it takes about 55 minutes or so on basic, how you push the buttons and safety and dosing information and basically, the how you generally use the device. They'll watch that, and then they'll take a small test afterwards, and they pass it. They'll get a certificate to say, "Hey, yeah, okay, I know the basics." After that, if there is additional questions, additional need, you can reach out to our team, whether it's our sales team or myself. We get involved to make sure that your staff is comfortable and gets their questions answered. So it's not uncommon that we might put together a brown bag lunch kind of webinar with your staff where they can come, guns loaded, ready for their questions, and then we can basically try to, make sure that we answer those questions so that they can feel more comfortable in how they're going to interact with their patients. So we've seen it many, many times. If you have a staff of seven or eight, there's going to be one that's going to have the arms crossed across their chest and say, I don't believe it, or that's right. It's not for me. I'm a manual guy like Chad. You know, my hands are touched by God. You know, that's okay. You know, we've experienced that. We know how to talk to those folks and how to manage those folks, you know, from the owner's perspective. So if that's what's holding you back, don't let it. You know, we can help you with that as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. And out of respect for your time, I know some of you have to get back and treat. Mark, thank you so much for doing this with the rest of the Innovus team. And also thank you, Sarah, for moderating.
Always fun, Chad. Anytime.
Thanks, everybody. See ya.